Anno, the winners of the elections at the weekend have been meeting with the leaders of parties which made it into the lower house, with the aim of forming a new government. But, as was already apparent, the negotiations have not been easy so far. Some of the smaller parties have already made it clear they will head into the opposition, while changes in party leadership are also likely. Jan Wellinger reports.
Anno won the elections at the weekend, but the makeup of the next lower house has made it clear from the start that negotiations on forming a new government will be fairly tricky. Many of the other parties in the Chamber of Deputies have outlined they will not enter into a government where the future Prime Minister Andrei Babiš and his deputy party leader are charged with subsidy fraud of some 50 million crowns in EU's funds. The two parties in government alongside Anno Now, or Until Now, the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats, have both signalled they will go into the opposition. The Christian Democrat leadership on Tuesday recommended that be the case. The party's chairman, Pavel Bělobrádek, said this.
We have the impression there is no party constellation forming which would be a good for the Czech Republic or for the Christian Democrats to be part of. We shall definitely be a constructive opposition party. We won't be the ones to say the government is doing everything wrong if it isn't true.
Deputy party leader Ondřej Benešík stressed that voters had sent a clear signal. They wanted to see the Christian Democrats in the opposition. Meanwhile, Mr. Bělobrádek's own future as party leader is uncertain and to be decided on Friday, where he will offer up the post in keeping with a campaign promise. He had said or hoped that his party would do better in this election than the last, but in fact, the Christian Democrats lost 4 seats, and now to the previous 14, they have 10, and he offered to step down. It will be up to 90 delegates to decide whether he should leave or stay on.
The party leader, of course, has to accept responsibility for election results. So I will keep my promise and offer up the post.
On Tuesday, meanwhile, the head of another party, Top 09, Miroslav Kalousek, an outspoken critic of Anno's leader Andrej Babiš, confirmed he will not seek re-election at his party's leadership convention next month. Top 09 were badly mauled in the election, slipping to a little over 5%, a little over the minimum required to make it into the lower house.